champion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You know what this song is all about.
It's that time on a Tuesday.
It is that time. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV, our recap of BT's Being Mary Jane, episode 6. Don't call it a comeback, because I've been here for years.
Yes.
And you still look good. We just had to throw that in there. I'm one of your hosts, Megan Thomas, at MakeScoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Make sure you follow me. I want to hear all of your comments. And I have my sisters in the building. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Not in unison, though. Okay.
Right? Harmony, too.
Okay. All right.
Hello, I'm Phania Thomas. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Phania Thomas.
And I'm Char of CharSaysSo.com. You can find me at CharSaysSo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, all that good stuff.
Yes, yes. And we love your comments. Make sure you tweet us or keep the conversation going. Go to the YouTube page, subscribe, hit the comment button right there or the subscribe button. Put your comments below. Where can they hit us up at or send us?
Hashtag ABTVBMJ. It's really easy to remember. It stands for AfterBuzz TV Being Mary Jane.
Boom.
Hello.
Wonderful. Okay. And as always, we have someone special, guys. We've been waiting this entire season for this guest.
We need like a drum roll.
We really do.
I feel like we gotta like put on some sexy music for our guest.
I feel like I need to put on my Oprah voice.
Y'all give it up. You saw him in tonight's episode. Cuddy Buddy, Brandon on the show. Give it up for Thomas Q. Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
In the building.
Yes, look at you over here smiling with your dimples. You
done perfect teeth.
Put your dimples and your perfect teeth on for the show today.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. This was I actually like where they're going with your storyline on Being Mary Jane, because before we just saw you as
a sex symbol.
Yeah, I said some really mean things like, oh, he's not very bright. He's just there for one thing. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Your character,
not
you.
Yeah.
But we see that there's more going on with the story here, especially with you and Mary Jane. It's getting deeper.
Yeah, it's getting a little deeper. I think my character is perfect for what she needs. She has a stressful life, and sometimes, you know, you need that person that can just come in, listen, do what you need them to do at the right times, and that's my character. Human Tylenol. Human Tylenol.
What is the reaction that you get from when you're like walking down the street now that you've been on the show?
It's pretty interesting, but it's a lot of fun though. You know, I mean, I played football for a long time, and I had a helmet on for, you know, the majority of my life.
That's a damn shame.
You know,
sorry.
So people, you know, it's funny for people to recognize, especially women, because there's a lot of female football fans, but there's a lot of male football fans that recognize me. And now it's different because there's so many women that recognize me from the show, and then they call me Cuddy Buddy. You know, it's interesting, but it's been so much fun. It's great. I'm really flattered and excited about the opportunities that I've had, especially being on this. The show is amazing.
So right.
It's been great. I love all the ladies that show me love. It's great. Thank you so much.
Do you ever feel like a piece of meat? It's like they gawking at you.
You can be honest.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It's an honest area. Girl, I touched the bicep. I'm sorry. I had to. Do you ever feel like, don't touch me? Because you know, as women, we're like, ooh, don't touch me.
No, listen. I mean, I grew up with five sisters and my mother. I grew up with six women. So I'm used to being around women my whole life. And I mean, that comes with the character. You know, my character is does certain things that, you know,
Human Tylenol.
People don't usually do in public. And so, you know, it comes with it, and it's great. I mean, I'm just thankful. I mean, just to be able to have people that respect your work, respect what you do. I mean, that's big. You know, it's very hard. People are very, very tough on you. So for people to like you, like your character, and respond to it is really good.
Right. And what about, you know, when you first found out, oh, I'm going to have to do some scenes with the wonderful Gabrielle Union. Like, what was the conversation like with your boys? Be honest.
I mean, I didn't tell anyone.
Okay.
I don't kiss
Smart.
And tell.
Smart. So what happened when they found out and they watched?
They were like, you crazy, man.
They want to know all the juicy details.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I'm very low-key. I don't really – and I don't really talk about a lot of things that I'm doing. I just like for people to see what I'm doing. I don't – I'm not a big, like,
That's
talker.
The way to do it.
So when the show came out last season and the first shot was of my bare ass,
very nice,
they were
way.
Like – oh, thank you.
You know.
They were like, what? How you doing? You know, like, because they don't know me like that because I'm so, I mean, I'm an outgoing person, but, you know, I mean, I played football and I wasn't this vulnerable, sensitive, you know,
right,
I'm a football player. So for them to see me that open and that willing to show my whole, you know, body, everything, it was a shock for them. But, you know, I mean, it's great. It's a great opportunity for me. You know, Gabrielle's a great actress. She's an A-list. I mean, she's been doing this for years. For me to be able to work with her on this show and to have this character this early in my career, I mean, I thank Twinkie Bird. I thank BET, Marbrock, Akil, everyone that's the show for giving me the opportunity. It's been a blessing.
Right. What other projects do you have coming up outside of the show?
I'm actually working on a couple of independent projects. I really like indie projects. I'm also on a show. It's going to be a pretty big show. It comes out in 2016. I can't really say anything about it.
Don't give too much away.
But it's going to be a pretty big show. I think it's going to be a groundbreaking show. Something that definitely people are going to be anticipating. I was fortunate enough to be cast for it. I was just in on the East Coast working on that for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm just trying to finish up the year strong. So I have some independent projects that I'm working on. I'm producing a football documentary called The NFL, The Gift or the Curse. And I'm also working on a project called Loyalty right now. It's a pretty good project, I would say. And I'm working on producing and acting in it. So I'm staying busy.
Yes, I love this. And is there anything that you haven't done, a type of genre or a role that you would really like to do?
I don't, you know what, I think I'm pretty open to doing any role. I think my personality, I'm pretty, kind of a pretty quirky person. My personality is all over the place. You know, I like to laugh and joke a lot. You know, I grew up with women, so I understand the relationship between a man and a woman because I have my older sister who's 8 years older than me. My younger sister's 11 years younger than me.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So I'm right in the middle. So I've experienced each, you know, version of a woman from an older woman to a younger woman. So I love playing a love interest. I love playing a bad guy too because, you know, I can go right back to football. And I had a scene in Straight Outta Compton and a couple other projects I've worked on where I've been a pretty menacing person. And it's easy for me to go back there because that's how I had to be playing football. I had to be that kind of person playing football. So I have a lot of tools in my toolbox to an emotional spaces that I can go. So I don't really have a dream role. I just like certain projects and just try to do the best I can to maximize the character.
Nice. If you guys have any questions for our guests or you just want to talk to us and give us your comment about tonight's episode, make sure you call in. The number is 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Do we have any comments from Twitter?
We do. We have a new tweeter because, you know, last week we only had about two people. But
that's
this
okay.
Week,
that's okay.
I know. Shout out to them this week. Hold on. Radar at Radar Prescott. She has a few questions for us, actually.
Give us one of those questions.
She tweeted and said, where can I find a stylist like him? You know, when Mary Jane was getting pointers from.
Girl, you got to have that SNC money. All right.
And then she said, she is asking all of us, have any of us ever had to, quote, reset our whole button, and what was our criteria?
Ooh. What do you think about that, Thomas? When Mary Jane had the conversation that at 35, you should be able to reset your whole button. Coming from a man, is that something is that something men even want to do for themselves?
Reset your whole button? I don't I don't know. I mean, what number is not okay? You know, I mean, who are you living for, you or other people?
Right.
That's the thing. At the end of the day, you know, I've tried my best not to live by certain societal rules because that kind of keeps you from actually living if you're living for other people. Because at the end of the day, they're not paying your bills. They're not taking care of you. They're not mean. So I think too many people focus on what other people think. As far as resetting your hoe button, I don't necessarily think there's a hoe button. If you're a grown up, you do what you do, and it's on you at the end of the day. People are very judgmental. They like to judge people off of what they do, and quietly they're doing the same thing. It's just that people don't know. So,
thank you for that, Thomas.
So true, because people will do things on the low,
oh, yeah.
right,
and then pretend as if though they're like
they
not.
Can't believe that you did it. I don't live by those rules.
You got to be honest. I do appreciate Nichelle saying that. You know, just be honest. She's a hoe. She was a proud hoe, honey. Yeah. Got to be honest.
I just think, listen, I think that this whole thing is subjective. Because what determines what a hoe is? Everybody has a different definition of what a hoe is. That's all I'm saying.
Well, girl, you know what a hoe is.
We all have at least three comments.
You know what a hoe is.
I really don't.
You know what a hoe is.
I really don't.
You know, let me tell you why. You know why you know what a hoe is? Because everybody can still remember who that girl is from high school.
But, that was a hoe.
But
you can still remember.
But listen, in fairness, in high school, there was just a girl. I went to a wedding last month, and I apologized to this girl in college who I used to call a hoe, behind her back, not to her face.
But that's something that they said.
No, but until I grew up and I kind of realized like double standards and gender roles and stigmas that came along with women and sexuality, that's what made me apologize to her. Like Amber Rose said during her Slut Walk LA, my vagina, my choice. So I pulled her to the side and I said, you know what? Name blocked out. Oops. I am there because she had some issues with me too. So we hadn't seen each other since undergrad, and then we came together at this wedding, and I did apologize. And I found that interesting for Mary Jane to kind of conform to those societal norms, for her to always be pushing the envelope and kind of have this progressive way of thinking in all other facets, and then her to, you know, kind of like.
But it's funny that you said
I'm
that.
I'm gonna go to Google though, real quick.
What is a hoe? You know,
Google.
What
a hoe is.
Google.
I'm done. I'm done. Just to set the record
Oh my
straight.
Goodness.
It says a prostitute. So anyone that is selling them parts, bodies, male or female, for money, that's a hoe.
Fair? So if you're not making money, you're not a hoe.
Basically.
But wait, people get rent paid. If you get rent paid, is that?
You're
rent paid. You're getting a bag or a purse. That's a prostitute.
What's a hoe?
You know what? Let us know what you guys think. Make sure you put the comments down below.
I don't judge.
We put that down below. We want to see.
Well, if you're
going to
do what you're going to do, I would say this from a man's perspective. Just be prepared for the repercussions of society.
Right.
If you want to do what you do, make sure you're gung-ho and you really don't care about what people think.
Right.
Because
that's
the flip side to it. I'm all for everybody doing what they want to do. But you know the rules.
So basically, if these girls over here like, Thomas, I hit my reset button for the hoism, and they come up to you and be like, well...
I mean, I'm not going to judge. I mean, I'm not going to judge you because I'm not you. I didn't live your life. I don't know your history. But...
They may not be for you. They may
not be. Yeah, you might not be for me. You might.
And for the week as well is that we're going to go ahead and use lamb skin and not sheepskin.
Ooh.
Okay.
What was it the other way around?
Catch Me Drift People, Charlie Sheen.
I thought it was the other way around.
No,
we're going to use condoms,
lamb skin, and not sheepskin.
Was he using sheepskin condoms?
Unfortunately, yes.
Another time.
But that's the lesson. If you're going to be a hoe, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you. Char's not going to judge you. Megan might judge you.
But I still love you, though.
Megan might judge you.
I might, but I still love you.
I'm just telling you to use
your
appropriate
protection.
Your vagina
or your penis. Listen, I don't judge. Or your penis. Your choice.
Okay, anyway, so let's talk about these ladies. So I'm glad we saw appearance from... Yes, Kelly Rowland, Nina Parker, Tanika Ray. Hello, they are playing fellow anchors, the anchorettes.
Yes, I loved that. I loved that black girl magic. You know, I'm here for anything with black girl magic.
Right.
And I loved the first few minutes just to see the community just coming together. Everybody's in the same field. Everybody's successful.
They're sharing
from what
tips.
We see. Right, right.
And
it
probably resonates with us as well because they're hosts. And they're reporters and they're journalists.
I was about to say, I ain't no hoe now, but I didn't know what you...
I thought you was a host.
I didn't hear that. You said host.
I'm done.
I didn't hear this. So I was about to say, hold on, Fania. Yeah, now you speak for your damn self.
Right. Because these women could be in competition, but they're clearly friends, you know? Yeah. So that's really good that they get
to
hang out.
And they're having a real life conversation. Right. Like, these are things that girls talk about and they kiki with. Do fellas sit around and talk about these kind
of
things?
Of course.
Like yeah, that's all we, I mean, that's what a locker room is. I mean, it's guys.
And the barbershop.
Barbershop. I mean, yeah, that's what we do the same thing that you all do. And we talk about the exact same things. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
We talk about the same things.
Well, let's talk about what the ladies were talking about. They were talking about, should women want prenups? Should women want prenups?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to marriage, I mean, I think it's only right that you protect what you've earned before you met someone. I mean, I know that, you know, when it's a union and you're sharing everything, you become one, but that doesn't change what you've earned before you met the person.
Right.
So I think because marriage, you know, it's under God and it's a great concept, but, you know, it's still legal. It's still business. You have to sign marriage papers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a legal process to it. So I think if a female is making a certain amount of money and a guy's not, yeah. I mean, I think she should be able to say, hey, listen, I love you, but just in case we don't love each other anymore, like, you know, this is what I earned with my hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and you have to respect that.
Right, right. Yeah. Yes, and so we also see in the club that Mr. Mysterious White Guy is back.
Mm-hmm. I left my coat. My Uber's 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. I left my coat that I didn't bring with
girl.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Go on, girl.
Why do you think Mary Jane has so much, I guess, guilt or shame, and she doesn't want to be honest? Like, hey, I just want to go in here and talk to this man.
Because she was trying to drop that him. Kitty stigma. Down low without anybody knowing. She was trying to get
no,
it
No, it was
in.
Stigma. I think that if he had been a black man, it wouldn't have been all of that. But because he was white and because that's a new experience for her, it was like, I'm not ready to introduce that to my friends. Or maybe because he was new. You know, right. Sometimes, you know, not everybody can be Portia Williams from The Housewives and introduce their new man to, you know, a weekend.
Oh, so many crossovers tonight. And I
have,
love it.
Have sip and seize after 1 week.
Oh.
You know, that's not shade. I love Portia. But right. I'm right. just saying.
And then, you know, then we go back to Mary Jane's house on the flip side and we see that Cuddy Buddy's in the building yet again. Whoop, whoop. I oiled up. Do they oil you up, by the way?
That's just natural.
No, not really. I mean, just looks like a little... like a lotion, mist. But it's, not or like not oil. I don't like oil. I don't. I'm not getting. It's not a bodybuilding kind. I don't like that. No, it's let a little lotion.
Let me ask you this: how do you prepare for a love scene for camera, and in particular with Gabrielle Union? Like, how do you prepare for that? What do you do?
I think about the viewers, and I think about what they're going to be seeing. And I want them to believe it.
Right.
You I mean, are a great actor. Because I believed the seizure tonight. I was like, oh my goodness.
I know,
this is weird.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I want them to understand, like, this is my character. This is what I do. I'm her Cuddy Buddy. I'm her guy on the side. I'm her Mr. Fix It. So when it's, that's my time to shine. It's like, these are my scenes. This is what I do. This is what I'm here for. And, you know, it's very professional and she's very, you know, she's her show. She wants it to be a great show. She wants people to be entertained. And that's what I think about. So I don't think about my comfort level or I don't think about, I'm an
actor. With 40 people in the room and.
No, I completely block them out. I'm like, okay, what would I do? And.
Very well. Right. And then we see something in this episode that Cuddy Buddy has dealt with, something that a lot of football players probably some have to deal with, which is the whole issue with seizures, concussions, things that happen, which is a really hot button topic in the NFL right now. When you found out that was something that was going to be written into for your character, how did you feel about that, especially since, you know, being in the NFL, you've probably seen that or heard about that?
I thought it was great. I mean, the one thing about this show is that it brings awareness to a lot of social issues, and the NFL has a lot of them right now, from domestic violence to concussions to, I mean, there's a lot.
Talk about it.
There's a lot of things that are going on in the NFL right now. So I thought it was a great concept. I mean, I've seen a lot of really bad injuries. I've had a lot of concussions. I've played through a lot of concussions. It's real.
Right.
It's a real issue. I haven't really seen too many football players with epilepsy, but I know that comes with it. But just for everyone else that has epilepsy, and, you know, I think a lot of African Americans, you know, we don't really think about a lot of mental disorders and diseases like that. No. I think we kind of look at that as that's for other people, and yes. It's not true. It's right. Like for everybody. We're all human beings. So it was actually really good that I was able to do that because, you know, it shows people that, hey, we have these issues too. And this big, strong football player still has something wrong with him.
Right.
Just lets people know we're not perfect. So I thought it was great.
Right.
It was really really intense shooting that scene. And I remember looking up and seeing Nima and Gabrielle, and everyone was kind of watching me. And afterwards, I was looking at them like, and they forgot to actually say cut. So I kept going, and I was really like out of breath. I'm like, he said cut. I'm like, so yeah, I mean, it was intense, but it was, I mean, I really thought it was very powerful. So.
Right.
It was extremely powerful.
What did you guys think about Mary Jane's reaction when she says seizures are not sexy? Do you think she was being a little too harsh with the fact that this man who she's shared some intimate moments with, do you think she should have reacted differently, or do you think this is just same old shallow Mary Jane?
I think she should have reacted differently, but I'm not surprised by her reaction because that is Mary Jane. As a news person, you have to kind of put yourself on the back burner and you have to tell the story. So I feel like sometimes she's a little jaded in her work life, so it carries over into her personal life. I think she should have been a little bit more kind-hearted because this is the guy that was, like, embracing her on the floor.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, when she was having a breakdown.
Right.
So I think there's this hard exterior to her, but I have hope that he will break through the exterior and become her lover for life.
Well, listen, we don't know because she did rub him raw a few episodes ago. I just think, I agree. He said it. I didn't listen. You all watched the show. I think that Mary Jane is very, 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 very emotionally unavailable, and she can be insensitive, and it can get annoying.
Right.
And I understand what you were saying, because especially when you're in hard news, not soft news like what I like, talking about like the Kardashians and Beyonce, but when you're like in hard news, like the CNN type stuff,
right.
You can't really show emotion. You just got to tell the story. But that is what kind of shoots Mary Jane in her own foot, because certain things, there's a time and a place for everything. And
right.
Sometimes Mary Jane, we would just like to see. I mean, I can appreciate her lack of emotion because it's very entertaining. But don't be, you know, I don't want to say anything like bad word, but don't be that. You know what I'm saying?
What word?
Bitch.
Oh.
You just had to get it out of her, huh?
No, I need to know. I don't want to assume.
Well, you know, it was a disparaging, descriptive word, but don't be that. So that is annoying. That is the number one annoying thing about her, but I always
right.
find it funny.
Right,
she always
right,
gets
right.
a chuckle.
Right. So, of course, Mary Jane is at work, and she seems to kind of be doing what, at the end of last episode, Kara told her to do, which is go with the flow. She's pretty chill. She
yep.
seems a little chill now. Actually, do you like this Mary Jane, the one that's chill and that's not so high strung?
Yeah. Somewhat, I do. But I also don't like that she's getting, again, we just spoke about her being a hard news reporter. She's getting fluff stories about dogs.
Right.
About puppies and stuff.
Like,
which I know
good.
That she hates.
And she needs an exclusive. She needs a breaking story for her career to put her, to kind of catapult her back to where she was before the accident.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs that for her career.
You know, I don't even know if she needs it for her career. I think she needs it just personally for personal fulfillment. Because right now you see she's going with the flow like, oh, it's okay. You know, it's fine. The stories are okay. I mean, it's a dog piece, but it's good. You know, I'm just going with
but
the flow.
But she's got to get, they've got to get better numbers.
Right. I don't know. But did she necessarily get bigger numbers when she did the...
No, and that's a problem.
That's
I feel
what
like
I'm
that's
saying.
Gonna, I'll hold that for later.
That's what I'm saying. She may not necessarily get the numbers, but I think just for personal fulfillment, I don't think that these stories are going to work for her for too long.
They're
but
not.
I do like the fact that she's at home cooking and she's sleeping now at nighttime. Like, she's got time for stuff. This is good.
No, that is good.
It's important.
That is good.
Is that right? Okay.
It's important. All right. So we also see in this story that this episode, Mark has had some issues.
Lord have mercy.
Mark has been outed.
It was a matter of time.
Yeah, it was a matter of time. I think that it's unfortunate that, you know, when you have such big news like that you don't get to be in charge of when...
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's what happens with any secrets. If you do, that's a risk that you take when you keep secrets.
Right, and you can't be on camera in people's living rooms every single night with secrets.
Right.
Because when it does come out and you are exposed and it's not on your own accord, it just kind of exacerbates everything and makes it worse. And now it's like you're doing damage control to where... is if you had, you know, been open, you would have control over it.
That's why with public figures, it's always best. No one can tell your story like you.
Right,
so
right.
Tell your story. You got to get it out there at some point in time. Because, like, for me, for example, I'd rather you hear whatever I got going on straight from the horse's mouth.
Right.
I don't want Megan telling my story because Megan ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I feel like people need to take that into account.
Right. And Thomas, you know, being that you have been a football player in the NFL and now you're a big celebrity actor, what do you ever have any moments where you're like, okay, I have to be careful, I have to watch my surroundings, I can't do that, I can't go here, I can't say that because it might come back to bite me? Are you more hypersensitive to that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time, a lot more now, because when you're a football player, it's okay. They expect you to be a certain kind of way. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to do those type of things.
Really? So wait, the NFL doesn't say, hey, guys, we don't want you to do this for our image purposes.
Well, the thing about it is, in the NFL, your talent is your ticket. Mm-hmm. So if you're making plays, you're going to be there regardless of what happens.
Okay.
But if you're an actor or a public figure and you say something that people don't like, then they're going to stop watching your movies. They're going to stop supporting whatever it is you're doing. So that's the difference.
Right.
When I played football, I was different. I didn't care, you know, because I knew as long as I'm getting 100-yard games and doing what I need to do, I'm going to be on the team.
Right.
But now it's different. It was an adjustment for me when I retired and I started acting, because I can't just say what I want. Somebody says something to me on Twitter, I can't just be like, what? Like, you know, you can't do these things anymore.
You'll
because
be on lovebscott.com or TMZ or something.
Right?
Yeah, like, quick. So now I literally am like, okay, I can't say that. I can't go here. I can't do this. I can't. There's so many things you can't do because it will hurt your brand, which will hurt your pockets.
Right. Do you feel like it's somewhat of a cage that you have to get put in once you start getting to a certain level? Or do you feel like it's more freeing because now you get to do what you love, even though there's some cons?
I think it's kind of like a cage, but you just have to find a happy medium. I'm a very vocal person. I speak out on things that that matter to me. I do it sometimes, and my manager, Rena, is like... I'm up all night, so I may tweet something at 5 o'clock. And I get a text from her at 5:30, like, what are you doing?
That's a great manager.
You know, she has me on because I might be on one time and I might be like, you know, on Twitter or something. But I understand that, you know, I can't just completely go crazy because there are people watching me. There are people that are respecting what I do. And, you know, I have to be mindful of that because I don't want all my hard work to go to waste by one situation happening and then you lose everything.
Right.
It happens every day.
Right.
But you're not that ratchet and turned up anyways. Like, you're pretty stand-up kind of citizen kind of thing.
You know.
But all it takes is one
time. Have you read anything?
No.
Have you heard all?
Because he got a good manager. She makes sure he stays out of the
30.
All it takes is one time, though. I'd argue, just to piggyback off of your point, I'd argue to say that whether you're in his position or someone else's, if you are in a certain industry or vying for a certain position, you have to watch everything that you do.
Yep.
Okay? I'm speaking from personal experience. You have to watch everything that you do.
And deleting tweets is not ever really deleted.
Are you kidding me? It's never really gone.
So Mark faces some issues because Mary Jane is saying, hey, you shouldn't feel like it's not a big deal. She's kind of taking his own personal issue and kind of making it a little lighter, a little jokey.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, gayness is trendy, so you should be happy. Gay's the new black. She says a couple of things about, you know, he comes back with saying that gossip blogs are bigger than hard news, which is what people check before they check hard news, which is true.
Yes.
Do you think that he has a right to be upset that they want him to do gay stories or gay news versus just focusing on the politics overseas?
I do. I think he has a right to be upset only because, for one, I just want to start off by saying that if the shoe were on the other foot, Mary Jane, as far as her having an issue at work and him shrugging it off, laughing it, she'd have a total temper tantrum, okay?
Right.
We need to address that first and foremost. Second of all, you have to be careful with things like that because no one really typically wants to be the poster child for a marginalized or oppressed group of people, unless mm-hmm. that is what they sign up for. Some right. people sign up for entertainment, and some people sign up for advocacy, and some people can juggle both.
Right.
But with him, if he wants to keep doing his hard news and being passionate about maps and going to Syria or doing whatever the hell Mark was doing, then I could see why this would be problematic for them to call him in the office and we're like, oh yeah, it's going to be gay, 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 gay.
Right.
Because it's not that's not what he signed up for.
Right.
I feel like in the moment he reacted how anyone would, which would be like to lash out and to be like, I quit. Well, let's take a moment.
First of all, I wouldn't react that way. I need my
job. Right, right. I got bills. Well, when you're rich like him, he's talking about he's going to pay for security to go overseas, right. So he must not be too concerned. But you have to take a moment and step back and be like, okay, that was just one approach to how they were trying to solve this problem. If he would have mm-hmm. came like, you know what? Why can't I not be the poster child for the gay guy that loves maps?
Right.
Done.
Because they didn't do that to Don Lemon.
Well,
hi, Don.
He's not Don Lemon. Like, you know what I mean?
But I feel like his character is, like, loosely based off of him.
No, right. That is true, yeah.
Like, loosely.
To each, you know, for each circumstance, there could be an assortment of reactions. It just takes a moment to take a step back and see, like, what can we do? Let's not be rash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand, you know, some people, when it comes to different issues that affect them, just because somebody else doesn't see it as, oh, well, you should be proud of that. You should be happy about that. Right. Like, if you haven't dealt with an issue yourself, I can see why he would have that issue with SNC saying, you know, we need this from you. Like, this is good. This is a good thing. I see that. He still wants to go overseas to Nigeria, to the Middle East, to places where they're not so open mm-hmm. to LGBTQ.
And that's putting
issues.
It tastefully.
Right. Well, and he actually made a comment that spoke to him being irrational. He was like, they'll kill me and that will equal ratings. Like, so you're willing to die for ratings now? Like, pump
that's
your brakes.
That's pride,
like,
talking.
Wait a minute.
But I also think that's him willing to die for what he believes in, though. He loves this. He loves going to shed light on oppressed people in foreign countries, which is what a lot of the political stuff that he talks about is.
That sounds like an irrational person speaking.
No, but think about it, though. If there's something that you love so much that you're willing to die for,
my job, my children, my family.
But what if it's his career? That he doesn't have that. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have kids. So for him, maybe
has loved ones, Mary Jane.
he's trying to leave her. He's trying to go.
Nobody overseas. Won't know. Emotionally unavailable.
He doesn't care about that. What I'm saying is, is it wrong for? Should he go overseas? Should he be able to go overseas?
No,
I don't think he should go overseas because I think that's strictly his pride talking. Pipe it in, sip some tea, take a nap, think it over, and then let's talk about it tomorrow. Because it's like walking into the fire.
Right. What do you think, Thomas? Do you think you should go overseas?
I do think that he should follow his heart and chase his dream. Really, that's what we were living for. I mean, he wants to accomplish, he wants to do something, he wants to make a difference. When more people were like that, I think the world would be different.
Right.
But, you know, realistically, he is putting himself in a dangerous position, mm-hmm. and the people that love him and care about him, you know, I mean, he has a lot to think about. So, you know, I'm kind of straddling the fence on this situation. I completely understand both sides. But it's his life.
Right.
And,
that is,
you know,
true.
If he's going to be home and feel like he's not chasing his dream, he should go.
Right.
Mary Jane really can. She's not. I don't think she's emotionally stable to handle another loss between Lisa.
Well, it ain't all
between,
about her.
I know it's not all about. I'm just saying for the sake of the show. Bay is having seizures.
I know.
Lisa dead. Kara can't hang out.
Mama's halfway sick, halfway to the grave.
I'm sorry,
Mama coughing, got one foot in the grave.
One death a season. I was like 911. Mary, what you do? What was she running to? Go to the phone.
Right.
Dial 911.
She just had a second. Like, wait a minute. Wait.
What did she grab?
She got a spoon.
Oh, because the one spoon with the seizure thing.
But
so
I thought that was like old.
It was a toothbrush.
Oh. I mean, we all got it wrong. We should have asked you.
Call 911.
She probably panicked.
No, Brandon is dying. Come on. One death a season. Mari, take me on a roller coaster.
Right.
I could not handle if Cuddy Buddy was... If you died, I would have been so pissed.
Me
I probably would have stopped watching.
That would have been
show.
Too many deaths.
Too
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, too
we
soon.
We didn't get to know
too
him.
Soon.
He was just on the floor with her 2 weeks ago.
Yes. No, we know him last season, girl.
Mm-hmm. We loved
him. I'm
talking
about as far as character development.
There we go. So when Mary Jane has a conversation with Mark about, you know, he says he still wants to go to Nigeria. He's going to pay for it himself. He doesn't care if he dies. This is what he wants to do. And she says, you know what? I am a sellout because I'm just trying to live this life. I got it on Easy Street. I got a stylist.
I'm a B-list celebrity.
I am a B-list celebrity, honey. I sleep. I get to cook. I love my life.
And that lady pulled her African-American card when they were having the conversation about voting.
Right.
So I think Mary Jane is cruising.
What do you think? Is she okay to live her sellout lifestyle? Or do you feel like, no, you should always have some level of responsibility to your people and to...
Some level.
To advocating for those who don't have the voice.
Some level.
Because mm-hmm. you also have to make sure that you are taken care of as well. So as much as like for your people and your fans, there has to be a happy medium to make sure that you're still able to have a voice for them
right.
without losing your job.
Right. Brandon, what do you feel about that? Because a lot of times, I mean, this is a really good topic because a lot of celebrities will feel like, well, hey, I'm just here to do my job. I'm not here to represent anybody. I'm not here to be a role model, Charles Barkley. Like you're just here to, I'm just here to do my job.
Yeah.
Do you feel like once you reach a certain level, like you have a responsibility to kind of help those people who don't have a voice?
I don't think you necessarily have a responsibility, but I do feel as though if you don't say anything, don't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Silence because, is consent.
Because, well, the thing is, you know, there have been plenty of celebrities. There are plenty of NFL players that make their money. They just want to live their life. They have right. their families. They don't want to get involved in certain things because, and that's okay. It's okay. That's their life. That's their blood, sweat, and tears. That's their money. That's how they want to live their life. They've earned the right to do that. But you can't complain if you don't step up to the plate and do something in that position. I think, you know, being a celebrity, especially me, I speak out on a lot of Black Lives Matter yes. topics. I speak out on. Because, you know, I am an African-American. I am a Black man in America.
Right.
You know, Sandra Bland, all these people could have been my sister.
Right.
I don't look at it as just a Black woman. Trayvon Martin could have been my little cousin and my nephew. I don't just see it mm-hmm. as a Black person.
Sure.
I recognize the history of our country. I recognize the things that aren't right, the things that are masked and covered up. And, yeah, I speak on it because I don't feel like I'm obligated to, but I want to. And I want to be someone that shines a light on these issues because of the position I'm in. Now, I'm just the type of person, if it hurts my brand, so be it. I'm going to speak on what I want to speak on, but I'm not going to knock someone that doesn't do it because right. it's their decision.
Right, right, right. So, Mary Jane's on this path to being a sellout. I don't think it's going to last long, though.
No, I think she's cruising right now because she almost had her job taken away.
Right.
So, she's a chill right now. She's in
right.
chill mode.
Right,
she's
right, good. Right. And then, of course, we see that there's some other issues going on at SNC. Kara seems, even
Ooh,
though...
Chiquita Banana.
I know. We see, while MJ is taking Easy Street, Kara is kind of having a little breakdown.
Yes.
At work.
And it was brown on brown crime.
It was.
Thank God it's not
one.
Lisa Vidal, we were tweeting tonight, and I said, I'm praying that Kara gets some free time because she said that Kara... I said, I did hashtag poor Kara.
Right.
She has no social life. She wasn't even invited out for the Black Girls Rock moment.
I know. That was sad.
She got what? Out. She's Latina.
I mean, it was.
She's brown. You know. Sorry.
She can't make it to the club.
Really? No, I'm real talk. Like, if there was an if it was an interracial situation, then yeah,
no,
she would be there.
No, her point was, I didn't even get an invite. I saw pictures on Gawker.com of you and the.
Oh, wait,
and
she
the
said this or you said this?
No, Kara
she said
that.
Oh,
she said,
you
I
missed
saw
that.
Pictures.
You missed that.
I missed that.
She said, I saw pictures of you on Gawker.com running around with Kelly Rowland and the girls.
With the anchorettes.
And I didn't get an invite.
But that yeah. is sad. I'm sorry.
That is mean.
She's
That's
at
mean.
Home with her.
She's yeah, Kara, I don't know how this is going to last for Kara. She's busy at home, she's busy at work, she's just got a lot on her mind. And now Marisol is in the picture. Marisol's trying to make it look like she's busy
she
at
came
work.
For her.
But no, Marisol came for... Are you saying Marisol came for Kara? Or
yes,
well, both of them came for each other, but I was surprised at Marisol.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Really?
I wasn't because she seemed a little cutty when Kara called her out for sleeping with the boss man. And then on top of that, when you get a new job, that goes hand in hand with what you all were just talking about with people having a responsibility. I feel like if your passion is behind it, then it'll show in the work. With her being there and researching and staying, like, she's ready for this job.
Right.
She's
not
waiting.
She's in the cut.
Yeah, which is kind of like a sly fox. Like, she's doing what is
Me.
Required. You stay
Me.
Late.
Don't you take off
early.
while I'm your coworker and we work the same position.
You're going to take our job.
Please.
Wait.
Are you kidding me? I'm about to do the absolute best. While you're taking Labor Day off with your hot links and hamburgers, I'm going to be in studio doing shows.
But Marisol said something really telling, which is like, hey, I've heard that you are here. You get paid way less to do all this stuff. You're not that great. She
the
came
affirmative
for
affirmative action mm-hmm. read.
Right. Was there any truth to that?
Slightly.
Yeah.
Oops. But then, of course, Kara, our girl Kara, comes back strong and is Chiquita. Like, you make it hard, Chiquita, for all the girls who look like us, who look up to us, to be doing what you're doing. So I guess it is confirmed.
Books
somebody told
or
us.
Crotchless panties. That's what it boils down
there
to.
There you go.
Did you also- I say, why can't you have both?
Well, amen. did you also notice that she had less makeup on?
Who, so Marisol?
No, Kara. So it looked as if, though, like, she's now actually looking as if, though, she is stressed, overworked, and tired.
Right.
Like,
which,
okay.
Which is what they're trying to do on the show.
I wonder if they're going to loop back in when she was popping. Remember during Kara's
yes.
break? I wonder if they're going to loop that back in later on down the storyline, because we're seeing that she's overworked, and they never addressed her pill popping when she had the breakdown and burnt the brownies and stuff.
That might be something that happens. I don't know. What do you, so far for this season, what's your thoughts on the season, Thomas? Because you've been here now, what, two seasons or three seasons?
Two.
Okay.
I think it's best season. The way they started the season off was like crazy with Lisa's character and David and them cheating, and then just it's so intense, you don't want to miss any part of it, not any part of the show from the time it comes on, like, because we don't, as the cast, we don't, if you're not in the episode, you don't know what happens. So when we see the episode, it's our first time seeing the episode.
Okay.
And usually we don't see the playback. Like, right. I didn't see the playback from the seizure scene.
So when I
was watching it the first time, like you were. So it was really exciting for us, because we get a chance to be on the show but also watch it as fans too. So I think this season, from the seasons that I've seen, the first season, last season, I think it's the best season. I think everyone's on point. I think the acting is, the performances are great. Everybody's into this each scene. And every scene is high stakes. Mm-hmm. Every single scene is, there's not a dull scene. Every scene is like high intensity. Someone's going to win. Someone has to get their objective. It's just, I think so far it's just been the greatest, best season.
Right.
What's one of the most memorable moments behind the scenes for season two?
Last season?
Mm-hmm. Season three right now.
This season? Behind the scenes.
Or season two, whichever you just thought of right now.
Or practical jokers on set or something.
I guess it's weird for me because all my scenes are with Gabrielle, so I haven't really been around anybody else on set. We have a lot of fun on set. You know, we're constantly joking. I had one mishap, wardrobe malfunction.
But it was cool.
It was cool.
What malfunctioned?
did a garment drop?
Something snapped.
Okay. What do you wear in these scenes, by the way? Like when you're having these love scenes, do you have like a you have boxers? Like what is it?
Yes.
Like a flesh tone boxer?
Intense.
Yes, okay, just so you like, guys know, his manager is in the building, okay?
Right.
She's like, she's like, of course, say
Thomas.
If I say the wrong thing, it's your fault.
Our eyes keep cutting to her.
There's a flesh tone thing that you wear, and it's not much. These scenes are really intense, it's the real deal. But then there's two different kinds, and one of them has like a kind of like a strap thing, and it broke. So I had to improvise and
acting while you knew it was broken, but you just
snap,
kept going.
Boom, like, oh.
I just have to say, I'm so glad we're not drinking this episode. Because normally we might have some wine, and I'm just perplexed.
There's a lot of things that go on behind camera that people have no idea, and then that's the power of editing and the great job they do behind the scenes with the production, on the show. They make everybody look like a star, so yeah, that was probably one of the most memorable behind the scenes.
So when the director yells cut, was everyone like you snapped, or was it like nobody noticed?
Well, they noticed after I got up.
Okay. How about the production assistants?
But they were like, you know, I kept going because I was like,
because you're a professional.
Yeah, I'm a pro. Like, I'm a pro. Let's knock it out.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, but it's a lot of fun. That show was a really good show. It's so much fun. Everyone from the crew, the makeup, hair, everybody, they're so cool. We have a really good time on set. It's like family.
If you could pick something to happen to your character, what would you pick? Like, if you could write, if Mara was like, here, you get to write an episode about your character.
That's a good question, man.
I would write in that, I write in that she gets pregnant.
That's what I said. That was my prediction. I want her to get
and
pregnant.
And they get married, and he lives on forever.
He didn't say all that.
I think that would shake it up a little bit, because then there would be some real decisions need to be made.
That's all she's been
wanting. I like that. I actually, Mara, if you're listening, because we know you love our show, we like that. We like Mary Jane to get pregnant.
Yeah, I think I predicted that last episode here.
I know. We do hope she gets to have a baby. That we kill a baby.
Oh, gosh.
All right, guys. We love you guys. And if you love our show, make sure you support our sponsors. You can go over to one of our sister stations, right, Phinia?
Oh, yes, you can. They're putting me back on this duty with the script. So bear with me, folks. So be sure to check out our affiliate network, Black Hollywood Live, for all things in African-American entertainment news. The roster includes 12 shows, including sports, fashion, entertainment, legal issues, music, technology.
I have a show on there.
Miss Megan, my cousin, has a show on there. Check her out. She's really dope.
It's called Next. We always interview the up-and-coming people that you need to know that are artists, actors, anyone in the industry. So make sure you check that out on BlackHollywoodLive.com.
That's where you have to go to check it out. Folks like Jamie Foxx, Taraji P. Henson, and even Nick Cannon have been on. So don't miss it. Check it out.
Thomas Jones, you going to come on there? You going to come on my show?
Of course.
Yeah.
Let me know when and where. Mm-hmm.
We getting all your business on that one, though.
It's cool. I'm an open book.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Let's do a little bit of our predictions, guys.
Twitter is popping right now.
What are they talking about?
Okay. We're going to start with you, Miss Phinia.
I'm going to predict that Mark is going to be catapulted to prime time, baby. They are going to push this LGBTQ story on him, and he's going to become the front runner. And Mary Jane might become the back runner.
Ooh.
I think they're going to run with this.
Oh, yes. Bloop. I like that. Okay, go ahead. Miss Char,
I didn't think about a prediction. Okay, I don't think that White Bay is going to stay in the storyline for much longer. I give him maybe one more episode, and is it just one thing still?
No, yeah, that's fine.
You go ahead. I give him one more episode, and I feel like we're going to learn more about Mary Jane's mother's condition coming up, like know all the hacking she was doing.
Oh, yes. Now, Thomas, I know you don't give away anything. You can give us something completely fake. Or you can just give something
really
general.
I really don't know what's going on.
So then that's fun, then. You can give us a prediction.
It's just a prediction.
Since now, yeah, give us a prediction since you don't know what's going on. Anything for anybody on the show, including your own character.
I kind of like the prediction that she gave for Mark, because they're setting him up to look really, really, I mean, network needs him. What did he say? Mm-hmm. We need him. We can't afford to lose him. We have the highest ratings. And, you know, Mary Jane is kind of, you know, she's sugarcoating a lot of things, and she's losing some of her steam. So I would say that Mark possibly might end up taking over.
Ooh, I actually like that.
That's right. That's okay. You can be with my prediction.
Yeah.
I like that. I think my prediction is going to... It's going to be about Greg, Greg from the network. This episode, he seemed to be really cool. Like, hey, I'm down for you, Mary Jane. I'm down for the black people. I'm down for the cause. Mm-hmm. But I think there's going to be something that tests him, and he's not going to be able to be down for the people because he needs his job. And the lady that's the head of the network is going to come back and be like, no, you work for me.
Bloop. Snatched.
Uh-oh. We'll see what happens with that. And then we also see in the prediction for next week, or the what was shown right after the show, is that Mary Jane's going to tell her father that she had an abortion.
Mm.
See how that's going to go over with him.
Not well. If we know Mary Jane and her family, it ain't going to go over well.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I do want to shout out Black Caesar because he's watching live. This is his first time watching our after show.
Hi.
And we thought that I was Candy Burris, but I'm not. So thanks for tuning in, Black Caesar.
Well, that and also
Twitter.
Tune in next week because there will be another cast member, even Ooh. Right before your holiday plans. Uh-huh. We'll be here. Uh-huh. We'll be here. We can't say who it is,
but it is somebody from the cast.
It's another fella.
Ooh. Okay, Thomas, before we get out of here, thank you so much, first of all, for coming and spending some time with us.
Yes,
you're my favorite character.
Thank you. I have to say that with a little hallelujah.
On the end of it. Shake my hand on that. You're my favorite character.
Thank you.
And what would you like to tell your fans before you get out of here?
I would like to tell my fans, thank you so much for your love and support on Twitter, Instagram, social networking, like Facebook, everyone. It's hard because I try to tweet everybody back and comment everybody back because I'm really, really, like, humbled by that. I mean, for me to just jump into this from football and to be respected and for people to really enjoy my performance, like, means everything, you know. It's not about anything else but just earning people's respect as an actor. I'm a serious actor. This is what I do. I'm in LA. I'm in class twice a week. I'm working.
Nice.
So I want to thank all the fans that are supporting me on Facebook. If I don't respond to you on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, don't take it personal. I love you. Thank you for all the support. I appreciate it.
Yay!
Very sweet.
Yes. And you are going to be the next big star. We can feel it. Don't you forget us little people here.
Come on. Listen, you guys are on TV right now. I'm on your show.
Yeah, that's all right. You sit a big dog in here. That's all. And where can your fans find you online, please?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Thomas Jones RB, and my Facebook is Official Thomas Jones. And my website is thomasjonesrb.com. So follow me. I like to post funny stuff. I like to post motivational stuff. And I promote
myself.
What does
RB stand for?
Running back.
Yes. Thomas is responsible for me winning my fantasy football. Like back in the day. High five. You were on my team.
Y'all
multiple
know I don't
times.
Get into all of them.
We'll talk about it after.
You guys can find me everywhere, you know, at charsesso.com and charsesso on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, all that good stuff.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat at Phinia Thomas.
And you can find me, Megan Thomas, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream. Make sure you guys stay tuned with all of the comments. We like to keep the comments going and the conversation going throughout the week. Use the hashtag ABTVBMJ. And you can also just write in the comments below. We love your comments. We do respond, do we not?
Yes, we do.
We
listen. And we read.
We love you guys. Tiana's not here, but she says hello. Oh, she misses you guys. Until next week, bye BMJ fans.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.